following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hello, welcome to the Leader Breakthrough podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I am Terry. Good to have you today.
Today we're going to be talking about breakthrough. So we're going to start with an observation. There's never been more information available to people than today that we have in this information age. We're saturated.
It is unbelievable. If it was books and if it was information, we would have had a revival a long time ago. And the speed by which stuff is coming at us is unbelievable.
So, yeah, and the amount of it is increasing by the day.
Absolutely.
Exponentially.
Absolutely.
So if we have so much access to all this good life-changing stuff,
yep,
why do we see so little breakthrough in the lives of leaders?
Well, why do you think, Patrick? What is it that, you know, when you, because, you know, you're at the place where you're trying to grow and discover what it is God has for you and discover what it is that is going on, even in your own journey, why aren't you able to break through sometimes? What is it that's actually holding you back from that sometimes?
So you're going to put me on the spot here.
Absolutely. That's how we're going to start. Go for it.
Well, knowing something on an information level doesn't change me, doesn't change a person.
Yeah.
So there has to be transformation.
Hmm.
And that is easy to say.
Mm-hmm.
But to find out how to be changed, how to let something change you,
yep,
so that it turns into,
yep,
a different way of living,
yep,
is not easy.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. And the first part of my journey, I really put a lot of emphasis on accumulating knowledge. So, man, I was reading every book. I was trying to find the latest fad and stuff like that. And information in and of itself isn't bad. It's not evil. It's kind of neutral. It's how do I process the information that's the key? And what is it that causes me to take the key information that especially God is bringing along my way and help me turn it into new behavior? That's what transformation is. It's not accumulation of information. But I think in the West, we've said we've kind of even assumed kind of this mystery that says if I just keep, you know, accumulating and taking in information, somehow there's going to be this mysterious moment when all of a sudden it all clicks in, it changes me, and actually we are able to kind of almost have this kind of aha moment when we're now transformed. And in reality, that's not how it happens. And so even one of the reasons we named it Leader Breakthrough is, how do we help people take what they know and turn it into how they live? And that, I think, is the key. And that's why sometimes out there right now, people kind of find fulfillment in accumulating knowledge, but in the end, become more frustrated because it's more just keeping up with the knowledge versus seeing their life really break through and change.
But I think we've all experienced a breakthrough at some point in time.
Sure. Yeah.
But are you talking about, when you talk about breakthrough, regular breakthrough again and again?
Right. Right. And I'm talking about being able to kind of stay on the journey and allow God to continue to change us as he uses us to be involved in helping others change and move forward. So it's us moving forward on an ongoing periodic basis and then helping others do the same. So we're not talking about a one-time breakthrough. And you know, a caveat needs to be said right up front. Spirit of God comes through even when we're not expecting it, even when we're, you know, knee deep into all sorts of information. The Spirit of God comes through and breaks through with tremendous power, insight, and help along the way. He's the one who leads us and guides us into all truth. So let's just make sure we say that as a caveat. But as the Spirit's at work, how do I take the things that he is saying to me and communicating to me And how do I experience regular times of renewal and breakthrough? That's what we're talking about. And that's what we're trying to help people continue to experience, because what I found is that personal renewal precedes and is the catalyst for corporate change. So if we want what we're leading to change, we ourselves must first experience that change and actually allow that the truth or the new thing to transform us.
That's the transformation part yep. of the information, right? So how does transformation happen?
Well, I think a couple key thoughts, at least we've learned along the way. One, it happens over time. So we want instantaneous. We all know there's not a really 7-Eleven version of living the Christian life. It happens over our lifetimes. It involves something called processing, which means it's understanding what God is actually doing. Because sometimes we're kind of running on our natural abilities. We're not actually seeing what God's at work doing. So it's understanding there are things like integrity checks, obedience checks, faith challenge, some key things that he's taking us through to shape us. So that is another key component. And then it's actually learning how to not only identify that, but actually incorporate the things he's revealing to us into our life. And that's why, especially in the last 20 years of my journey, I became so sold out on coaching. Because it's not till really I have a chance to process what God's at work doing and really help have the help of someone to help me sort it out, do I really then oftentimes have the courage to step into what he's doing and put my actions and behavior and obedience behind the truth that I've begun to discover.
So when you say coaching, a lot of people probably have what they think coaching is. There's sports coaches, and it's a bit of a buzzword
yep.
right now.
Yep.
So when you talk about coaching, what do you mean?
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think there's confusion with the term coaching on two fronts, actually. I think sports coaching causes us to think that we need to go to somebody who's actually got a headphones on from the sky and is somehow plugged into a lot of knowledge or even God himself, and they're going to actually tell me the play to run that'll solve all my problems. That's one view of coaching. I think another view of coaching is coaching gets confused with mentoring. And so when people use the word coaching or I need a coach, they're really not saying they need a coach. What they're really saying is I need a mentor, or I need somebody who's gone through what I've gone through and could tell me what to do. But in both those kind of categories of definition, I don't believe those are coaching. I think what coaching really is the capacity to help somebody draw out what's already going on and help me bring voice to what, in some sense, the Spirit of God and the things I know about me are already starting to show themselves and reveal themselves to be. So Proverbs talks about a man of understanding, you know, goes down deep in the well and draws up truth. So real coaching draws out what is already happening in our life that maybe we're not aware of and helps us put voice to it. So one of the ways we like to say it and really distinguish it from mentoring is coaching draws it out, but mentoring puts it in. So a lot of people sometimes when they're talking about coaching, they don't fully understand our need to actually be able to talk about what is going on in our life. First, from our vantage point, before we have someone else tell us and give us insight and new information to help us interpret our life. So what we like to say is how breakthrough really happens is actually getting a relationship or somebody alongside to help you process what's going on and then periodically help by providing some mentoring insight where necessary to help move you forward. So coaching pulls it out. Mentoring puts it in. That definition seems to have brought a lot of clarity, but what we've also experienced, that definition has actually been the key to unlock breakthrough. Because now I have a place to talk about what I think in order to process what God would want me to do.
So could you talk more about how coaching specifically helps bring about breakthrough?
I could, but I would love for you to talk about that, because you and I have had a coaching relationship. You and I have actually seen the value of how coaching has done that. And you have actually even used, and you are coaching people and watch them break through a coaching relationship. So when you think about how coaching helps take that information and turn it into new behavior, how have you seen it happen in your own journey? And really, how have you seen it happen in those that you've tried to help with their journeys? What stands out to you first and foremost?
So first, well, thanks for the question. The coaching helps people experience new things in a safe environment. Hmm. And so they get a chance to try something, a new way of thinking, a new way of seeing themselves. A lot of times people will say things in a coaching call that they've never actually said out loud before.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it allows for that to happen. And once they've said it out loud and they say it, it now, they can't escape that reality. They own it.
Yeah.
Because that came out of them.
Yeah.
There's one coaching call I was on about a year and a half ago with a lady who was processing through some deep things. And I thought I knew where the conversation was going to go.
Yep.
And so I asked a question and it didn't go the way that I thought, but it changed so much of the way that she was framing her internal process to be less about really her journey and more about what God was doing in her.
Right.
And it sounds simple to say, but for her in that moment, that shift changed so much that as she came out of the call, since then it's completely transformed her personal
journey. Wow. That's good. And you and I've had a coaching relationship, and you know, as we've done it, because remember, we're not just talking just about coaching when we talk about how does somebody break through. We're actually taking truth. So it's both and. It's taking truth, insight, thoughts, maybe some stuff like you just said we've never voiced before, getting it out on the table and having this safe relationship to process it. What's happened to you through not just your coaching with me, but coaching with others that has actually done that for you? Where have you seen the greatest breakthrough for you as you've been involved with coaching and processing the stuff you're going through?
Well, one place is that coaching helps me process through what I think is going on to actually a better picture of what's really going on.
Right.
I'm not the type of person that can process that on my own. I need help doing that. And so when a coach comes alongside me and knows my story and knows where I'm come from and things that have, you know, God's done in my life before.
Right.
And it's really helpful to be able to pinpoint what's going on in this moment.
Right. And I think another thing that I've noticed with you as you know, kind of we've seen you break through on a couple fronts like I have, and I've had people coach me. I think another thing I've noticed is that as you actually get a chance to process stuff that you know to be true, all of a sudden I've watched you actually start to go after the thing that potentially could really hold you back, because it's almost like you have a discussion with yourself and I'm listening in. And you're sorting through what you need to go after. And as you have a chance and freedom to talk about it, all of a sudden what pops out is, oh my gosh, you know, up to this conversation, I thought this was the issue. But now that I get a chance to process, I begin to discover that this is the issue. And this is the stuff that I really work through. And you know, one of the things I appreciate about you, Patrick, is the fact that once you discover it, you own it and you go after it. And that's that old discovery principle that, you know, we've talked about, that whatever we discover, we own; whatever we're told, we resist. So if I just tell you what you need to do, oftentimes you may say, well, thank you very much, and not do it. But when I watch you break through, all of a sudden you take responsibility for it more. So I don't know if I've asked a question or what, or just kind of giving you the answer right away, but what is it that, you know, has been the greatest benefit? And have you found the same thing that I'm talking about as you've been coached by myself and others?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And I think I love breakthrough. In my own life, I enjoy growth, progress, knowing that I'm on the right track. And so I enjoy coaching for that reason.
Right.
And I like knowing what's actually going on. I don't like to mess around with distractions
right,
and things
right.
that aren't the real issue.
Right, right. And I think a lot of people are out there like that. In fact, a lot of people have actually gotten to the place that they know that it's not just more information. I need to actually be able to process this information so I can use this information and be able to move forward. So I found a lot of people hungry to break through, but until they had that relationship to help them process it, they really don't break through. Things sits back up on the surface. So as you hear us talking today, Patrick, what do you think is one of the major takeaways for you in terms of the key components of breakthrough? What's standing out to you as you think about breakthrough itself?
The biggest takeaway for me is that breakthrough is possible and available. And I think as you live life, you start, if you're in a frustrating or difficult situation, you could become hopeless and think, am I ever going to get through this? And
yep.
the truth is, yes, breakthrough is possible and it is available.
Yeah.
And what I think, about you?
Yeah. And I think the takeaway for me is the remembering of the fact that just knowing what needs to happen isn't actually the key to seeing it happen. What we really need sometimes is a relationship or a way to talk about it so that we get to the barriers of what's really holding us back. Because I don't think we get there on our own. And I think oftentimes it's not till we talk about it and hear ourselves voice it out loud that we really understand what it is we're up against and how we actually break through. So good. It's been a good discussion. But breakthrough, I think, is key today so that we can help basically take all this information that we got and actually see it transform our life.
Well, thanks for joining us today as we talked about breakthrough on the Leader Breakthrough Podcast. I'm Patrick.
Yeah, I'm Terry, and we'll see you next time.
For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.